We're going to turn now to a critical time in Washington. Congress is on the verge of a political showdown after the Treasury Secretary warned lawmakers that the U.S. is projected to reach its debt limit on Thursday. ABC's Em Nguyen has the latest now from Washington. Em, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gio. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging Congress to quickly pass legislation to either raise the federal debt limit or temporarily suspend it. And that deadline is January 19th, that's Thursday, and Yellen says before the government will have to resort to, quote, extraordinary measures to avoid defaulting on the nation's more than $30 trillion borrowing capacity. Failure to address the debt ceiling, she says, would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy. Some analysts suggesting a default could crash financial markets and potentially lead to a credit downgrade. And if the issue drags on, it could lead to a partial government shutdown. Raising the limit does not mean more spending, but rather just allows the government to finance existing obligations, including tax refunds, Social Security, and Medicare payments. Debate over the issue will almost certainly trigger a major political showdown in the House between Republicans, who now have control, and Democratic lawmakers. House Republicans have pushed back, expressing interest in using these negotiations to cut spending. Now, the debt ceiling was raised 3 times under the Trump administration without issue when Democrats held the majority. And now Democratic leaders say there's no reason Republicans can't do the same.